Okay, so we're continuing in our series on the letters of the Aleph Bez. And we've arrived at the letter Tzadi. So we'll begin with a description of the shape of the Tzadi. Some of you are probably looking at the shape on the top of the page and wondering that the shape looks a little bit different than you're accustomed to, and that might be because you've never seen a Tzadi in a Sefer Torah or in a mezuzah. Or possibly because you never saw Tzadi written in the script of the Arizal, which is what we've been using the entire time as we're studying the different osios of the Aleph Beis. And so in a passage in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch, who is describing the Tzuras HaOsios, writes, Kitor Gufa, the shape of the letter Tzadi, Kimo Nun Kafufa, is like a stooped over nun, v'yud aleha, and on top of the nun there is a letter yud, v'tia agula lamata, and it should be rounded on the bottom. If you're following along with the shape on the page, you should see that it's rounded; it's not jagged at the bottom. But tzad yamin on the right side, and all that, and that is lechatchila, that it should be rounded. Kimo bechol hakfufos. Meaning that presumably b'di'eved, it would be okay if it's not rounded, but it should be. As the Arizal points out, that all of the kfufos, all of the bent-over letters, should be rounded on the bottom. V'alpi kabbalas ha'arizal, and this is all according to the tradition of the Ari. Kol ha'tzadi, what we're about to say is the tradition of the Arizal, as opposed to the other traditions about how the tzadi is supposed to look. The Arizal writes that kol ha'tzadi shebetfilin, all of the tzadis in the tefillin. And in a letter from the Lubavitch Rebbe in the Igros Kodesh, in Igeres 731, Lubavitch Rebbe writes that it's not only true of tefillin, but this is the custom, this should be the custom for Sifrei Torah as well. It's just that the Alter Rebbe here is writing in Hilchas Tefillin, which is Simen Lamed Vav, and Shulchan Aruch, if you were writing in Yoredeya, Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, he would probably be writing about how we should write a Sefer Torah. But all of the tzadis in the tefillin, Yehei Rosh Yamin, Kimo yud hafucha. The right side on the top of the head, that yud that we spoke about on top of the nun, should be a yud hafucha. It should be on the right side a backwards yud, facing back towards the aleph, and a nun kafufa. And the left side should be a bent over nun, as we said. So we're going to need about 40 to 45 minutes to have some idea why it should be that the letter Tzadi should look like that, which is part of the goal here. But ultimately, as I remind us every time, the goal is to learn something new in a derech and a Avodas Hashem, and I think we'll get that as well. So the beginning of our mystery actually starts with a tzaddik named the Radbaz. The Radbaz was one of the achronim, one of the early achronim, in Rav David ben Zimra. His full name is actually Rav David ben Shlomo ibn Abi Zimra. And he was a Rosh Hashiva in Egypt. He founded a yeshiva that would later give rise to the Arizal. The Arizal was one of his students, as well as Rav Bezalel Ashkenazi, who was the Arizal's direct Rebbe. And everybody knows that the Arizal was first in Egypt, and then he came later to Tzfat. And at some time towards the end of his life, the Radbaz went to Tzfat and is buried in Tzfat and died there. He was part of the group with Rav Yosef Cairo doing all the things that were going on in Tzfat at the time. He was part of the court of Rav Yosef Cairo, and he wrote a very important sefer on the Aleph Beis, which I don't believe I've referenced at all, but have referenced without actually quoting the sefer, called Magen David. And under the heading of Os Tzadi, he writes the following, almost the very first thing that he writes. Im tomar shahre ein kriyas ha'os tzadik el tzadi below kuf. If you will claim that the letter is supposed to be pronounced as tzadi and not tzadik, as he writes in the Sefer, he calls it the Os Tzadik, below kuf. Dahachi tanya bebraisa, because that's what it says, beperak habone, tzadin. Lo yaso some nunin. You have to be careful not to make the tzadis look like nuns. As we already mentioned, the tzadi is made up of a nun and yud. You got to make sure to pronounce the yud. and don't make the nuns look like tzaddis. Make sure that the nun doesn't have anything hanging off the right side to make it look like a tzaddi. Mashma sheshem hu tzaddi. Sounds like the name is tzaddi, so why do I keep calling it tzaddik? Lo kash, it's not a question. Shari hakuf lifnei hatzaddi. Uki'ilu ata mechaber etzel hatzaddi. Umashlim kriyas tzaddik. Since the kuf comes immediately after the tzaddi, so therefore the hashlama of the os tzaddi is the kuf, and we pronounce it as tzaddik. If you look in other svarim, you'll see that people say that it's absolutely not called tzaddik, and it's just the, you know, like LMNOP, right? People just say it as one, right? Like my daughter thinks that's one letter. LMNOP is one of the letters of the English alphabet. So tzaddik kuf, it became like tzaddik kuf, and they don't pronounce it twice, they just do tzaddik kuf, and then when you would pronounce the letter tzaddi by itself, we accidentally pronounce it tzaddik. Says the Radvaz, absolutely not. The kuf at the end of the letter tzaddi comes to alter it from the letter tzaddi to the letter tzaddik. And then the Radvaz references and he says, this isn't an absolute raya, but take a look in source number 3. He says, it's not an absolute raya, but look at the Gemara. We've referenced this Gemara now many times. Amr le Rabbanan Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Osu dardiki ha'idna lebe midrash of Amr mileda afilu bimei Yoshua ben Nun lo'et markavate. There were things that we were able to hear today from these children who came to the Beis Medrash that we haven't even heard in the days of Yoshua ben Nun. Unbelievable secrets. Aleph Beis, Aleph Bina, Gimel Dalet, Gomel Dalam, Godu Chazara on the letters. And then finally you get to Tzadi. Tzadi Kfufa, Tzadi Pshuta. A bent Tzadi and a straight Tzadi, the Tzadi Tzofit. Tzofit. And how does the Gemara darshan Tzadi Kfufa and Tzadi Pshuta? What's the regular Tzadi and the Tzadi Tzofit? Tzadik Kofuf, Tzadik Pashut. A bent over Tzadik and a straight Tzadik. So we know, and so now the shiur begins. That's really just the beginning. So we know that there are different types of people in the world. All of Am Yisrael, and the world really, is one big tzibur. The Sfarim explained that tzibur is Rosh Tevos Tzadik Benoni V'Rasha. We are all part of a tzibur. Every tzibur consists of tzadikim, benonim, and rishayim. And we know that there are different svarim which speak to different people in the tzibur. Many times I heard from my Rebbe that, you know, if we had to kind of label which sefer goes to which group. So you know that anyone who's ever studied the sefer Noam Elimelech knows that the Noam Elimelech is speaking to tzaddikim. Every piece he's talking about tzaddik, different types of tzaddikim, but tzaddikim. It's all the level of tzaddik and being mechaber to the tzaddik, and even for regular people to be batal to the tzaddik. That's the whole sefer Noam Elimelech. And of course, the Tanya, the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch, his Sefer is actually called the Sefer of the Benonim. That's what it's called. The Kutei Marim Tanya is referred to as the Sefer HaBenonim. That's what he called it. The book of the average Jew in the Tzibur. But if there's one Tzaddik who wrote a book for the Rishayim, in order to show the Rishayim that they're not so bad after all, that they're also a little bit Tzaddikim, that it's Tzibur, Tzaddi Beis Vav Resh, that the Rasha is also Mechubar to the Benonim and the Tzaddikim. So then that's the tzaddik Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. Rabbi Nachman is the one who shows the Rasha you're not so bad after all. You're also a tzaddik. And so if we want to understand this letter tzaddik, we need to see a teaching from Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman taught, and there are not too many teachings I can say over in Yiddish, but this is one of them I think I could pronounce properly, although someone will probably listen to this and say, nah, you pronounce it. You don't know how to speak Yiddish. I don't, it's true. Rabbi Nachman said, "Der Welt hat a tos." The world has a mistake. As a tzaddik macht a tos, if a tzaddik makes a mistake, other is er nicht kein tzaddik, other is er nicht kein tos. Either there is not a mistake here, or there is not a tzaddik here. Meaning, either we saw that the tzaddik made a taos, he made a mistake, and we say, this is not a mistake. Clearly, we, in our smallness, don't understand the lofty ways of the tzaddik. It's not really a tos. Nisht kein tos. Or we have to come to the conclusion that nisht kein tzaddik. This is, we made a mistake. This, we thought this was a very holy person, but we saw they made a mistake. Clearly, this person is not a tzaddik. So Rabbi Nachman says, nisht azoy, it's not true. That's the tos that the world hot. Der Welt hat a tos. The world has a mistake. They think that if you see a tzaddik make a mistake, either the mistake wasn't a mistake or the tzaddik was not a tzaddik. V'nishta zoi. It's not true. Tzaddik bleib tzaddik, and tos bleib tos. The tzaddik remains a tzaddik, and the mistake remains a mistake. V'amich kulam tzaddikim. We go through the days of El, we go through the days of Tishrei, and we make all of these kabbalos, and we say we're going to be better, and we start to daven out of a sitter again, and out of a bencher, and we start to watch what we say, and we get out of bed a little bit more quickly. And somehow we feel this sense of loftiness, and then all of a sudden we enter into the month of Cheshvan, and things start to return to their mumblings and rumblings. Cheshvan is a lashon of mumbling. Chashu, we're tripping over the words again, and we're not being as careful. And we look back at ourselves, and we say one of two things. Either nisht kein tos, and I can tell you this is a tos because I'm living my life and I see all the mistakes that I'm making. Or nisht kein tzaddik. I'm not a tzaddik after all. All those things that I said I was going to do better, all of those promises that I made to myself, clearly they were all fake. Clearly I'm not a tzaddik. And Rabbi Nachman says, nisht azoy, it's not true. All the mistakes that we made are mistakes, it's true. But as we just saw, listen carefully, as we just saw in the Gemara says that there are two types of tzaddikim. There's a tzaddik pashut. What's a tzaddik pashut? Everybody knows what a tzaddik pashut is. Tzaddik pashut is a tzaddik that does everything that he's supposed to do when he's supposed to do it. She does everything that she's supposed to do when she's supposed to do it. There's no sense of going out of the misgeret of what it means to be tzaddik. The tzaddik pashut. Pshuto k'mashmo, tzaddik through and through. But for simple people like ourselves, more often than not, we find ourselves aligning our thought, speech, and action with the tzaddik kafuf, with the bent over tzaddik. The tzaddik who is the one who our Rebbe or our teacher, you know, says, hey, tzaddik, you know, like has it. And the only reason they're saying that is because I'm like 25 minutes late to class. Or they say, hey, tzaddik, you know, maybe you want to go wash the tefillos yadayim before you eat that bread. We find ourselves in the realm of the tzaddik kafuf. And Rabbi Nachman wants us to know, and we have to know, and I want you to know, that the tzaddik kafuf is also a tzaddik. It's not that there's no mistake here, there is a mistake. But it's also not true that there's not a tzaddik here. There is a tzaddik here. It's just a tzaddik kafuf. Perhaps this is what Shlomo Melech was alluding to when he said in Koheles, we just read it over Sukkot, Yesh tzaddik oved b'tzidko. There's a type of tzaddik that is lost in their tzidkus. Pasha pshat means that even a tzaddik dies in the end. The Rasha dies, the tzaddik is also. I've seen a tzaddik that dies as a tzaddik. There's nothing you can do to escape it. But maybe Shlomo Melech is saying, Yesh tzaddik, maybe there's a tzaddik that's oved b'tzidko. They get lost in their sense of what it means to be a tzaddik. In their feeling of, I'm supposed to be righteous, and righteous means I never make mistakes. Righteous means, being a tzaddik, means, being a tzaddikus means that I never speak Lashon Hara. I never eat without making a bracha. I never miss an opportunity to daven or to do a chesed for another person. But nishta zay. We have to make sure, we have to try to not be tzaddikim who are oved b'tzidko, who are lost, who become completely, like Hashem's Aveda, become lost in their tzidkus. I'm going to try to explain this a little bit further. When a person begins to slip, as is natural, I don't know about you, but I noticed today as I was leaving school that, like, you know, it's a little bit dark outside. It used to happen when I was younger also. When I was younger, sometimes you come home, like in the beginning of the school year, And like, you know, you can go into your garage, you can get a basketball, you could like shoot around for a few minutes. And then something happens one day, like you come home from school and you get off the bus and you're like, wait a minute, it's not time for basketball, it's dark. And it's cold. And soon it's going to be raining, Mirtz Hashem. And those outer manifestations of darkness and cold and rainy are not mere external manifestations, but there's something going on inside of us also. The highs of El Tishrei begin to fade into the background. And the Ragilus begins to set in. And we start to make mistakes. And the first time we make the mistake, we kind of catch ourselves. But then we say, oh yeah, I remember, that's who I really am. That's who I really was all along. Not the tzaduk kafuf, but just kafuf. Just bent over, a slave to my Yetzer Hara. Yes, master. You think that that's good for me? I should have another piece of cake? Okay, I'll have another piece of cake. Another few minutes of sleeping? Okay, fine. You know. So Rav Yosef Cairo, who again was part of this chevra with the Radvaz, who was over there in Tzvat, Rav Yosef Cairo wrote a book called Magid Misharm. We've spoken about this book before. It's a book of conversations he had with a malach. And the Magid explained to Rav Yosef Cairo, they want to read a little bit of this inside, in source number 7, Or liyom Shabbos chol ha-moed, Hashem imcha, Hashem is with you. Al tirov al tachas pen azvecha. Do not think, chas v'shalom, that I've left you. You know, maybe the malach hasn't approached Rav Yosef Cairo in a few days. And he says, don't think that I left you. Afal pisha yoroi b'shvil mashi fradita libcha mitarasi. Even though, says the Malach in a strange rebuke to the Shulchan Aruch, we don't usually think that the Shulchan Aruch could ever receive rebuke, but that's part of our strange way of looking at the world, that we think that everyone who lived back then was a tzaddik all the time, and there was no struggling. And on his level, that we can't even begin to be masig, the Malach is rebuking Rav Yosef Cairo and says, really, I shouldn't have returned to you. You're right to have worried that I wouldn't return to you, because you distanced your heart, mitorasi, from all the things I've been teaching you. Pakach einecha al inyan zeh. Open your eyes to this and be more careful. Avolino asekein. I'm not going to leave you. Kiven da'at hadarta. Since you returned to me, the dechalti to fear me and to be connected to me. Kilo azvecha arasher im asisis asher dibarti lecha. And I will not leave you until I've finished doing what I said I was going to do, which is to teach you these secrets. Ra'ei kama parakta ol. Look how much you've already, just in a short time, it's Chol HaMoed. You can imagine what this is. It's Chol HaMoed Sukkis. The Rav Yosef Cairo is sitting there. The Malach hasn't come to him since Yom Kippur. And he's like, it's Sukkis already, and already you're gone. What happened to the Hashem Hu Elokim? You were screaming on top of some rooftop somewhere in Tzva. What happened to you? You've already taken off the yoke of Musar and Avoda that you placed upon your neck on Yom Kippur. It's already Chol HaMoed Sukkis, and you're already gone. When Asata Tachtam, and instead you place the Olu Mosrus Yetzer Hara V'Nachash B'Samach Mem. And in their place, you've, on your level, put the yoke of the Yetzer Hara, and the Nachash HaKadmoni, and the Samach Mem. V'chein Kum V'Haser Eschol Me'atzavrecha. Quickly get up and remove that from you. That's not who you are. Don't become complacent and think that because you began to slip, because we have begun to slip, and return quickly to that place, to that resting place of my Torah, of that Yira Shamayim, of that Avoda. And completely divest yourself of that old way of the Yetzer Hara, and have your thoughts only interested in Machshavos of Yiras Hashem and Torah and these teachings that I've been teaching you. And now listen to this. He explains the Pasuk in Mishlei. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Pales ma'agal raglecha, which means pay attention, be careful. Pales ma'agal raglecha. Watch carefully, have a kivun, have a straight path for ma'agal, for the twisting, the turning from the word ma'agal, from the word like a circle, raglecha. Make straight the twisted path of your feet. Except says the Malach in an unbelievable Taich in the Pasuk, Velo tafrid ma'achshu asecha mehem afilu rega'a echad. Not even for a moment should you, if you began to slip, become comfortable in your slipping. Immediately return to your former way. Pales magal raglecha kilomer afiuk sha'at aholich b'derech v'tafrid machshav secha b'hanachas regel echad. Pales magal raglecha is not written with a yud. It doesn't say, be careful to orient the twisted feet. It says raglecha, your twisted foot. In other words, says the Malach to Beis Yosef, even if you took one step off in the wrong direction, you began to slip. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are over, Sukkot is over. And now your feet begin to slip. Okay, so you slipped one foot. Maher v'takein v'choshev b'torasi regel asheni. Before you put that second foot back down on the ground, even though you started heading off in the wrong direction, reorient yourself back in the direction of Kedusha. Even though you began to fall, even though you slipped a little bit with one foot, catch yourself with the other foot already. Don't allow yourself to just say, you know what, I messed up, I might as well throw in the towel. There was a chassid of the Rishoner who did a terrible avera. It doesn't say in the Svarim what exactly it was. He did a terrible avera. And he was so ashamed, he was so embarrassed, he couldn't even face the Rishoner. He said, I'm not going back to the Rishoner. I can't go back to my Rebbe for a few days, I have to. And a few days turned into a few weeks. And a few weeks turned into more than a few weeks. Until finally the chassid said, this is ridiculous already. I have to go back to my Rebbe. I'm going to not be with my Rebbe forever just because I made a mistake, even though it was a bad mistake. So he went to the Rishoner, and as soon as he saw his Rebbe, he fell in front of him and he started crying. And the Rishoner knew, he didn't say it, but he didn't have to say it. He said, you know, I haven't seen you in a few weeks. And without the chassid even being able to get out a word, the Rishoner said, listen, I want you to do me a favor. Go over to the bookshelf. And he pointed to the bookshelf. I said, go take out a Sefer Koheles. And open up the Sefer Koheles to Perek Yud Pasuk Dalet. And read that Pasuk and read the Targum on that Pasuk. So the chassid went over to the Sefer and he opened up Koheles and he read the Pasuk. Im ruach ha-moshel tale alecha mekomcha al tanach. And the Targum says, Im ruach ha-moshel tale alecha. If the ruach of the Moshel, who's the Moshel, if the Yetzer Hara, if that spirit of the Yetzer Hara overcomes you, tala alecha, and not only does he push you down, but he stands above you to not let you get back up. Like a bully who pushes you on the floor and then keeps his foot on your back to not let you get back up. Mekomcha al tanach. Don't stop visiting Mekomos HaKadoshim, says the Targum. Don't stop going back to the place of holiness. Don't be embarrassed to go back to your Rebbe. Don't be embarrassed to go back to the Sefer Torah. Don't say, I can't. How can I possibly go back to the Beis Medrash after what I just did last night? How can I possibly say a Shema Yisrael after I just used my mouth in that way? How can I try to serve Hashem with my heart, ulavdo b'chol levavchem, when I know I'm so jealous of my friend and my heart is oozing with kina? Makomcha al tanach. Just because ma'agal raglecha, because one foot slipped, doesn't mean that you should stop visiting holy places. Doesn't mean that you should stop visiting that holy place inside of yourself that we all found during the months of El and Tishrei. And so we return to Rabbi Nachman, and Rabbi Nachman explained that a person has to be a baki in halacha. You know what it means to be a baki in halacha, says Rabbi Nachman? It doesn't mean that you know all the four halakim of Shulchan Aruch. That's also nice. To be a baki in halacha, says the Rabbi Nachman in Lekutei Maran, Madura Kama Simin Vav. Daniel, maybe you learned this. We have to be bakiim in halacha. Rabbi Nachman says, Kishro tza adam leilich bedarki ha-tshuva. A person wants to constantly be walking the path of tshuva. Tzarech lios baki b'halacha. You have to be a baki in halacha. What does it mean to be a baki in halacha? Tzarech lios lo shnei bakiyos. You have to have two expertise. So already there's a sigh of relief. Okay, we don't have to know all four halakim Shulchan Aruch. We just have to know two aspects of halakha really well. What are those? Hainu baki baratza b'baki b'shov. We have to be an expert in the halachos of rotza, of ratzo, of running. And we have to be a baki in the halachos of shov, of returning. What does that mean? Kemo shekasav zak oman da'ol v'nafek. Like it says in the Zohar, praiseworthy is one who goes up and he can also come back down. He also knows how to go down. This is what it means when it says in Tehillim, Im esak shamayim sham ata. The tzaddik knows that sometimes there's a level of tzaddik pasha. That a person goes up, that a Jewish boy or girl goes up to the highest place in shamayim. Visham Asa, and that's where you are. I find you, Hashem, in that place. And that we find very easy, to be a baki in the halachos, to want to go and to be in the mood, to be holech, and to go and to grow, when we're on the level of ratzo, when we're running and we're going forward. When we're finding Hashem and Shemayim, that's very easy. B'chinas ayil, b'chinas baki v'ratza. V'atziya sh'ol hinach. But when I go down, hincha, when I go down into the sh'ol tachtis, when I go down into the deepest, darkest, muddiest sludge, hincha, you're there too. I find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that place as well. B'chinas v'nafek. A person has to know how to come back down, has to know how to fall. B'chinas baki v'shov, to be an expert in returning. Sometimes I run forward towards Hashem, but I also have to know how to retreat backwards. I have to know how to deal with the backsliding and to know how to catch myself and to still be holich, even when I'm in a makom of shov. This is what David HaMelech said. This is what David HaMelech said. That a person has to be a baki in knowing how to run up to Shemayim. Im Esak, Shemayim, Shamata. You're there in the place of Shemayim and you're there in the place of Sheol. But the Medrash Tehillim learns this from Micha as well. Listen carefully, this is an awesome Medrash. And we're coming soon to understand the letter Tzadi. To be a tzaddik means to understand the pasuk in Micha Perek Zayin, pasuk Ches. Al tismichi oivaisai li. Do not be so quick to rejoice, my enemies. Ki nafalti kamti. Because I fell down, kamti, I got up. Ki ashev b'choshech Hashem or li. When I sat in darkness, Hashem was my light. Don't be so quick to rejoice, because when I fall, I'll get back up. When I'm sitting in darkness, Hashem will be my light. Says the Medrash, Al tismachi oivaisaili. Do not be so quick to be happy when you see me fall down, my enemies. Lama why? Ki nafalti kamti. Tekef l'nefila kima. As soon as I fell, as soon as my foot slipped, as soon as I entered the realm of ma'agal raglecha, that my feet began to slip. Kamti. I caught myself and I got back up. Tekef l'nefila kima. Reb Shmuel Amar, listen to this. It says in Mishlei, Kisheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Aval harsharim yichshulu b'ra. We'll explain that pasuk more deeply in a moment. Tekef l'kishlon ra'a. When the tzadik falls, he gets back up right away. When the rasha falls, he just lies there. B'pam achas heinofen ve'ein lahem amida. One time they fall down, they don't get back up. The tzadik can fall and fall and fall and fall and fall seven times and get back up. V'cheinu omer, and so he explained, Reb Shmuel explained, Ki ashiv b'choshech Hashem orli. Shanu rabosein mitoch kas ratzon. From that place of anger, that I've angered Hashem, I find ratzon. I find that Hashem still wants me. Mitoch afeila ora, from darkness, I find light. Mitoch roge is rachman. From my angering Hashem, I find that Hashem still has mercy for me. Mitoch tzara rucha. From the fact that I was in a place of tzar, of being closed in, revach, I find revach for Hashem making space for me. Mitoch richo kiru, of my distance from myself, I quickly find myself close back to Hashem. Mitoch nefila kima. When a Jew falls, they get back up right away. When the tzaddik falls, they don't just give up. But everything that they worked for is still just right there. Everything we worked on during that time of the months of Elul and Tishrei, it's still right there. It's the fourth of Cheshvan, and already, you know, it's getting dark and cold and rainy, but it's all standing. Rav Chatzkel Levenstein had a mashal that was said over by some of the disciples of Rav Chatzkel. He said that the months of Elul and Tishrei and what happens after that is like a person who built a house. He built a beautiful palace. And at the end of building the palace, you know, he decides to go up on top of the roof of the palace. And he's standing on top of the roof of the palace, kind of surveying his work from the top, looks at the beautiful yard underneath, and he sees all the trimmings around the outside of the house. And just as he's looking at the beautiful house, he begins to slip and he falls off the roof of the house. Baruch Hashem, he's not hurt too bad. But he falls and he's kind of upside down. He's looking at the house upside down. And he starts crying and he says, "Oy vai, my house has fallen. My house fell down." And quickly one of his friends comes and picks him up and shows him and straightens him up and says, no, the house didn't fall. You fell. If you pick yourself up and straighten yourself out again, the house is still standing there exactly the way it was before. When a Jew goes through the months of El and Tishrei, when a Jew goes through a struggle and succeeds and breaks a bad midah, stops being so angry all the time, stops being so petty all the time, stops being so jealous all the time, and then they slip and fall. So the tzaddik kafuf still knows that a tzaddik bleib tzaddik, like Rabbi Nachman said. The toast was a toast, he made a mistake. But the tzaddik bleib tzaddik, the tzaddik remains the tzaddik. And the house didn't fall down. Everything that you worked on and that you succeeded on, all of the midos that you changed, and all of the mitzvos that you did when you pushed yourself a little bit further, they're still there. It's just that you fell down and you need to be straightened back up. Ki sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam, the tzaddik falls 7 times, it gets back up. So I can't talk about the letter tzaddik and this struggle of falling and getting back up again without referencing the letter from Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner, in probably his most famous letter, in the Pachad Yitzchak Igros Uksavim, in letter number 128, Kuf Chaf Ches, Rav Huttner writes to a Talmud, and we'll read some of it inside. Ohavicha v'chavivi, my beloved and my dear one. Shalom v'racha, peace and blessing. Michtavcha higia liyadi, your letter has reached my hands. Udvarcha higiu lilibi, your letter reached my hands, but your words reached my heart. We should all be blessed to have a Rebbe like Rav Huttner. So Rav Huttner wrote, Racholi hi etzlenu, shekasher misaskim anu betzadeh hashlemos shel gedolenu, hinenu metaplim besikum ha'achron shel ma'alasim. See, the Talmud wrote to Rav Huttner complaining about struggles that he was having outside of yeshiva. You know, he left yeshiva a little bit bein hazmanim, maybe he was done with yeshiva, he graduated, and now he's in the workforce, and he's writing to Rav Huttner like, I'm getting crushed out here, I'm struggling, you know. So Rav Huttner writes to this young tzaddik kafuf. He writes to this bent over tzaddik, Ra'acholi hi etzlenu. We have a terrible sickness in our generation, that when we are misaskim, when we deal with trying to understand the shlemus of our gedolim, we always deal with them and we look at them at the final shlav of their avoda. When we talk about the Chafetz Chaim, as he's going to say in a second, we talk about the Chafetz Chaim in his perfect state. Mesaprim anu al darkei ha-shleimus shelam, we speak about how perfect they are and how amazing their avoda is, their tefillah, their Torah, their midos. B'shash anachnu medalgim al hamava kapnimi she'etcholu b'nafsham. And we skip over the entire struggle, the entire wrestling match that took place inside of them to get to that final shlav in their avoda. Haroshem shelacha al gedolei Yisrael, that which you have assimilated into yourself, this way of looking at the world, this roshem, this instinctual imprint of how you look at Gedol Yisrael, miskavim ki'ilu yatz mitachas yad ha-yotzer bekomasam v'tzivyonam, as if they came out from the molding block, when they came out from their mothers, they came out with the stamp of perfection upon them already. Hakol mishochim mispalim ramim al nes, everybody is speaking about and is mispoil over and finds unbelievable channels of inspiration from the what? From the Taharas HaLashon of the Baal HaChavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim said that he didn't speak Lashon Hara for 60 years straight. He didn't hear Lashon Hara for 40 years straight. So I always say, who was the guy who messed him up after 20 years? Or that? And then he had to start over from 40. But the Chavetz Chaim didn't speak Lashon for 60 years. And we talk about that, and the Chavetz Chaim was perfect. We tell stories of the Chavetz Chaim. Aval mi yodea min kol ha-milchamos. But who knows about it? And who speaks about it, more importantly? All of the battles, hama'avkim, all of the wrestling matches, and the michsholim, and the times that the Chavetz Chaim messed up for the first, 30 years of his life. Hanafilos, All the times that he fell backwards, Shematza Chavetz Chaim Bederach HaMilchama Shalo Ima Yitzhara, that he fell in his battles with the Yitzhara. Moshal Echad Minei Elef, that he succeeded, he beat the Yitzhara 1 out of 1,000 times in the beginning. And yet we have this sickness that we're obsessed with the perfection of the Tzaddik Pashut and have no patience for the Tzaddik Kafuf. We'll skip down a little bit. Rav Huttner says, Ba'anglit Omrim, in English they say, lose a battle and win the war. It's okay to fall. Palas Magal Raglecha. Just reorient your footstep after you already took a bad step. Lose a battle, that's okay. But make sure you win the war. Or as the tzaddikim of Pshischa said, that it's okay, the Yitzhar is going to throw you a punch, you throw him a punch back, he'll throw you a punch. Just the main thing is make sure you get the last punch. Right, that's the main thing. The main thing is make sure that you get the last punch. Because it's okay to lose the battle, but if you don't give up, if you continue to orient yourself back to the Tzara Kedusha, in the end you'll always make it. Dahainu, hefseid karav v'tinetzach b'milchama. Lose one of the battles, but win the war. Bevadai, shehenach nechshol. For sure you're going to fall. V'omid lios nechshol. And you should expect to fall. U'bekama ma'arachos tipo shadur, aval ani mavtiach, but I promise you, shela'achar hefseid kol ma'arachos teitzim in ha'milchama. After you've fell, and you've pushed forward in the battle, you will exit that war triumphantly. Vateref hachad mifarfer. It's a little bit of a gruesome imagery here. Vateref hachad mifarfer bein shinecha, and your prey will be quivering between your teeth. A little bit intense. Hachacham mikol adam omer sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Shlomo Melch the Chacham mikol adam said sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. The Chachamim yodim heitev. They understand deeply what that means. Shakavani hi shemahus hakima shel tzadik hu hasheva nefilos shalom. See, most people think, like we were saying up till now, that it just means fall 7 times, but as we've mentioned in so many other shirim and so many other contexts, which is not really what this shir is about, ein yayosh, don't give up, keep pushing forward. What the tzaddik kafuf understands is that it's the kfifa, it's those trippings and those catching oneself that actually makes them a tzaddik. It's not you fell 7 times, but don't forget to get back up. It's the times that you fell and you caught yourself and going back into the darkness of cheshvan. Going back into the cold of Cheshvan and living life in that regilus, in that back in the grind of everyday life, that ultimately makes a person a tzaddik more than the Tishrei and the Elul moments. Talk more about that in Mirtzah Hashem on November 6th in Midrash Moriah. Mirtzah Hashem, you're all welcome to come. I think it's at 9:30. Oh, so now let's come back. Let's understand the shape of the tzaddik in the last 5 minutes that we have. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav explained to us, the Alter Rebbe explained to us, that according to the Kabbalah of the Arizal, the Tzadi is made up of a Nun that's bent over with the Yud on top. So of course, everybody knows the famous Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says in Daf Dalel Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, source number 13, Mipnei Malo Nemar Nun Ba'ashrei. Why is the letter Nun not in the Ashrei? Because it discusses the downfall of the enemies of the Jews, which is a euphemism for the Jewish people themselves. Nafla lo tosif kum besulas Yisrael. Nafla lo tosif, we fall in lo tosif kum besulas Yisrael. We will not get up again, the Jewish people. So we don't want to put the nun in Asher. Every single day we're going to remind ourselves we've fallen, we're not going to get back up. B'ma'arava, but in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim er Kodesh, in 7 Rechov Diskin. We understand, says the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Dalet Amud Beis, b'ma'arava, in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, mitartzila, they explain the pasuk, hachi, this is how they explain the pasuk, nafla v'lo tosif, right? Nafla lo tosif, we won't fall again, kum besulas Yisrael, the Jewish people will get back up. Nafla lo tosif, we won't continue to fall, kum besulas Yisrael, eventually we get back up. So pali smagel raglecha, a person slips a little bit but reorients themselves. Sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. A tzaddik that's not ovid b'tzidko, it doesn't get lost in their expectation to be a tzaddik pasha, but is okay with being a tzaddik kafuf. Because the nun is a nefila. And the Arizal taught us the Alter Rebbe taught us that the nun of the tzadi is not just a regular nun, it's a bent over nun. It's a nefila, but it's a nefila kafufa. It's a bent over nun. It's the lowest, it's the sheol tachtis. Like David HaMelech said, when I go down to the sheol, hincha, you're there as well. You're not just there in the Shemayim, but you're also down in the sheol tachtis. I can't escape you, Hashem, even when I'm fallen and I feel like I can't get up, I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in that place as well. Because the tzaddik kafuf is still a tzaddik. Why is the tzaddik kafuf still a tzaddik and not just a nafel? Just a person who just continues to fall? A stillborn is called a nefel, right? A child that dies in childbirth. It's like we had all these expectations for ourselves. We're pregnant with possibilities in Tishrei and Elul, and all of a sudden we come to Chodesh Cheshvan, and all of a sudden we give birth to a nefila. But it's not true. Because the Mishnah says in Peah, well, I'm with this idea. The Mishnah says in Peah, you're learning Peah also? Learning Rabbi Nachman, learning Peah, good things. So the Mishnah says in Peah, and it seems like a funny place to end, but you'll understand the sword of this Mishnah in one moment. The Mishnah says in Peah that there's something called Shechacha. You know what Shechacha is? Shechacha is wheat that was forgotten in the field. Once you forget it, you're not allowed to go back and take it. You have to leave it for the Aniyah. Peah, Leket, and Shechacha, those are the three things that you have to leave in your field. You for sure have to leave a corner of your field for the Aniyah. Shechacha is what you forgot, you have to leave it there. And Leket is what you dropped while you were trying to carry too much at once. And you dropped it on the floor, you have to leave it for the Aniyah. Shechacha means you forgot something in the field, you're not allowed to go back and get it. It's gone forever. So the Mishnah says, Zehaklal, this is the principle. The principle is, Shelefanov eno shecha. What's still in front of you, even if you were in that place, but it's kind of, you're going rows side by side, like this, but there's things that are still in front of you, that you were on this, right? Imagine you're going down the rows of the wheat, and you're going up and down the rows like this. So, it's not called shecha if you went back in this direction, there's still stuff over here, because it's still in front of you. But if it's behind you, then that's called shechacha. Zehaklal, this is the principle, says the Mishnah. Kol shu bebal tashuv, shechacha. Anything that you don't plan on going back to, because it's behind you, it's bal tashuv, you're not going back to it. That's called shechacha, you have to leave that, it's gone forever. V'she'enu bal tashuv, enu shechacha. But something which is not bal tashuv, something which doesn't fall in the category of I'm never going back to that thing, that's not shechacha. As long as you still plan on going back, it's not shechacha, it's not gone forever. So the tzaddik, in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Karen the David, Rav Grunwald, from the dynasty of Chust, explains in the Hakdama to his Sefer, my brother, Rav Moshe Tzvi, Ben Ferdi Simcha, first taught me this, Shavu Rav Shlema, he's almost there, done with the treatments, Mirtz Hashem very soon. So listen to the words, and we'll end with this, and we'll understand the secret of the letter tzaddi. Anything which is behind me, meaning which I don't plan on going back to, that's called shecha, that's called I forgot it, it's gone forever. The reason that the Tana uses the language of zehaklal is because I'm not ending a shir in Pnimiya Satoru with the simple Mishnah in Masechet Peah, although no Mishnah is in Masechet Peah, or any Mishnah is, they're simple. What does it mean, zehaklal? What's the secret of zehaklal? Zehaklal means this is not just a prat, the opposite of a klal. It's not a prat in Hilchos Peah, Shechacha and Leket. Zehaklal, this is the klal in Avodas Hashem. Lahoros ularames. To teach us a general principle in Avodas Hashem. That kol mashi zarnu ala shechacha. Anything that the Torah tells us not to forget. Like it says in the pasuk, "Pentishkach is Hashem Elokecha." Maybe we'll forget Hashem. Pentishkach is the dvar masher roi necha at Har Sinai. Maybe we'll forget a little bit the things that we saw with our eyes, the way we looked at ourselves in the months past, the way that we looked at ourselves when we perfected a particular midah, after a particularly inspiring shir, when we said, "Okay, now that's it. I'm on the right path forever." Pentishkach. Maybe we'll forget that. Maybe we'll start to step off in the wrong direction. Zaklal, this is the klal of anything which we're likely to forget. If we forget it and we don't plan on going back to it right away. If we're not looking back towards our accomplishments and we say, okay, so I made a mistake. Tos, blame tos, the mistake was a mistake. But tzaddik bleib tzaddik. The tzaddik is still a tzaddik. I'm a tzaddik kafuf. I'm not just a kafuf. I'm not a nefel. I'm not a stillborn. I gave birth to something real. The house is still standing. If I'm still looking back at my accomplishments and I didn't forget everything. So that's not called shechacha. That's not true forgetting. That means it's not gone forever. So as I was sitting in my home at my table and I was trying to understand what is the letter tzaddik, which is where this entire shir came from. I was looking at the letter tzaddik and I knew the teaching from the Alter Rebbe. And when you look at the tzaddi now for the rest of your life, you'll never look at it the same. The tzaddi is a bent over, stooped over nun. It's the nefila shebenefilos. It's the sheol tachtis. It's the lowest level. But the Arizal taught us kol hatzadi shebetfilin in the Sefer Torah, like the Lubavitcher Rebbe taught us as well. The rosh yamin kimo yud hafucha. The yud on the top, that yud, which is the yud of the pnimius of a Jew, right? That pintel yid, that yud of the Jew, which is floating above still, on top of the nun, on top of that nefila, is a hafuch. The yud is facing backwards to the right, back to all the other letters, back to all the other accomplishments. Because that yud, the tzaddi is teaching me that even if I'm a nefila, the tzaddi is a nun. The Gemara has to tell me, be careful not to make the nun into a tzaddi and the tzaddi into a nun because they look so similar, they are so similar. The tzaddi pashut is a tzaddi pashut. We know what that is. That's the Nomali Melech. But the students of Rabbi Nachman, which all of us are, the students of Rabbi Nachman understand and what it means to be a Jew in the Ikvus of the Mashiach in these last few moments before Mashiach is coming. What it means to be a Jew in these last few moments is that even though the tzaddi is basically a nun, but it's a nun that has a yud, that piece of us that is still perfect, is looking back, is facing the right. Because it understands that even though I made a talos, and even though I fell down, and I scraped my legs, and I made so many mistakes, tzaddik bleib tzaddik. I'm a tzaddik kafuf. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us, that we should be zochet to understand that the tzaddik kafuf, the tzaddik who's tzaddik kafufa, the tzaddikas kafufa, who pushes forward and is a tzaddik kafufa, when they push forward and they fall and they fall and they fall 7 times, 700 times, 7,000 times, 7,000,000 times. We should be zoch, Hashem should send us, that we should be able to see this and to understand that. And if we understand it, we have a shot at actually doing it. That we should be zoch that the tzaddik, the tzaddikim kafufim who are sitting around this table, that we should be zoch to be tzaddikim kafufim first, to understand that we're still tzaddikim even when we make mistakes. And in that merit, we'll be zoch to one day be tzaddikim pshutim, to be pashut tzaddikim, who can go le'elo, le'elo, mechayel, chayel, abiyas kol tzaddik, mehir, meno, amen.